this morning, as I tend to do most mornings, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada, and it was 1977 recordings, and it was very interesting. There was a Gita Pratishtha, a conference, Bhagavad Gita conference going on at Krishna Balaram Mandir, and some of the leading people, organizers, were acquaintances of Srila Prabhupada, and they were sort of favorable to our movement. And I can't remember how long, maybe it was 3-day conference, 2-day conference. And before they were leaving, some of the organizers came, talked to Srila Prabhupada and say goodbye. And then at a certain point, they asked Prabhupada that they wanted to talk to him alone. And Prabhupada told everyone who was there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhakti Chumash, Akshayananda Maharaj, that they should leave, which is sort of quite unusual because Prabhupada was never alone, never wanted to be alone. But anyway, just to honor their request, so he asked everyone to leave. And of course, it's recorded. The conversation went in Hindi. I could understand some of it. But then afterwards, when they left, then Prabhupada explained what had gone on. And so Prabhupada said that these people were concerned that Western disciples were too prone to lust and greed and anger, and that if he was leaving the world, that he should put some Indian to be his representative and leader of the Krishna consciousness movement. And you could hear Prabhupada, he's talking, he's quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and telling him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't make distinctions like that. And later he's explained to the devotees that they've given their life and as much as you give your life to that degree, and much as you surrender to that degree, you can also represent the Krishna consciousness movement and Lord Chaitanya's mission. Anyway, in short, he told them that he wasn't going to do that, and he disagreed with him. And then, of course, Prabhupada continued to preach to the devotees, explained to them just this point, that as much as you follow me, you're my representative. And it was interesting, Prabhupada gave this proportionate definition, that you become a representative to the degree that you follow. And of course, if someone follows fully Srila Prabhupada, then he becomes fully Srila Prabhupada's representative. And that this movement wasn't for any one person, but for as many people as there are. As many who come forward, everyone can become a guru. And then Prabhupada warned devotees, be very careful because they're looking to see how they can infiltrate and take over the society. So somewhere around now, towards the middle or the third week of October, this conversation took place. And once again, Srila Prabhupada reaffirmed, we don't make such distinctions between Indians and non-Indians and Westerners. And but those who have devotion, those who sacrifice their life for Krishna, that's what makes someone a qualified Vaishnava and a qualified representative. And that's it for today, which is the 6th day of meetings here. And I'm looking at my watch, that makes it the 10th, going to the 17th, so another 7 days, 2 weeks of meetings. Hare Krishna.